This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Alright everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the New Japan Purocast, your weekly audio source for all things in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. My name is Colin Miller, being joined alongside, as always, by Mr. Damon McDonald. At the time that we are recording this, it is Friday evening, October 27th. Treating you guys to a little early edition of the Purocast this weekend as I am headed out to the West Coast. But, Damon, we've got a lot to discuss here today. We're going to talk a little Power Struggle, which, of course, is taking place next week, Sunday, November 5th in Osaka. We're going to preview the card for that. We're also going to preview the remaining Best of the Super Junior Tag Tournament matches coming up from Korakuen on October 29th, the 30th, and talk a little Tokyo Dome. But first, Damon, you had mentioned to me that you had a very important announcement that you wanted to start off this week's show with.
Yes, Colin. Thank you very much. As always, an awesome job on the open. I'm not leaving. that was really kind of like a setup for that, you know, wasn't it? It was like, I have a special announcement. I'm going into rehab for 30 days.
I'm leaving the Purocast.
Yes, in good hands. No, certainly not. I'm going strong and better than ever. Sort of, but okay. Now, here's what we'd like to do. Listen, as many of you are well aware, and again, I wanted to get this out in the open, right first and foremost, of a situation with a former IWGP heavyweight champion, a former Triple Crown champion, and an all-around badass. We know him as Yoshihiro Takayama, right? We know the struggles that he recently has had. If I'm not mistaken, he's paralyzed from the shoulders down. After a spinal cord injury in August at a DDT show. So one of the things, you know, I talk a lot with, of course, the great Eric from the Real Hero Archive and the Classic Pro Wrestling Board. And I was talking to him the other day about, we're just tired of being terrible people and terrible human beings just in general. And I don't know how it came about, but we got wound up talking about Takayama and his scenario and his situation. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could find a way to do something nice, right? And to do something for a person who has, quite honestly, has given us great joy. If you haven't researched any of his IWGP title run, incredible. His runs in Noah, incredible. And also, listen, let's be honest here. If you don't know Takayama from anything, you got to know him from that Pride fight with Don Fry, right?
Yes, the legendary Pride fight.
Right. That is just one of the greatest fights of all time. UFC, whatever floats your boat. It's just an amazing thing to watch. Two guys just not backing down and teeing off on each other. Again, he's in a bad way. So let's help him out. Right. So as everyone knows, I'm going over to Tokyo along with Eric, along with Mackie. He's going along. We wanted to do something nice. So we're taking a collection. We're doing a fund. If you ever have gotten any joy from anything Takayama has ever done in his career, now is the time. When people say, hey, how can we help support the Purocast? Hey, how can we help support the Real Hero Archive? Don't do anything for us. Do it for this. This is where we need your help. $1, $2, $5, whatever you can afford. Because our goal is to take this cash, this money, and to personally deliver it to Minoru Suzuki, who is heading up the I always mispronounce it because it's a real tongue twister, but it's Takayamania. Takayamania is the name of the foundation that Suzuki has spearheaded, and that's where you see all these little buckets at all these individual shows where people are donating their hard-earned cash. we're asking you to do the same, because we're going to bring over a nice big pile of money. Our goal is $1,000. And how awesome would it be for us to hand Suzuki cash and say, here, this is for Takayama and for everything that he's done in pro wrestling. Our goal is $1,000. So how do you contribute? Well, right now it's set up via Eric's PayPal account. So you're going to PayPal Eric the funds. He is. And if you want to grab pen and paper, and again, Colin will have this information.
I'll tweet it out. How about that?
Tweet it out.
I'll put it on Facebook.
Yep. It's oddly enough, it's beerman37 at AOL.com is who you want to send that via PayPal. And now it's not only the PureCast. It's not only the Real Hero Archive and the Classic Japanese Board that's going to get involved, but Rich Kreitch has agreed. The Voices of Wrestling
Network.
You do know him. He's a good guy. What a great guy. He's also going to talk about this and promote this as well. So you're going to hear a lot about this in the next coming weeks, right? So when we go over in Tokyo in December, our goal, again, I think 1,000 we can absolutely do. We can absolutely do that. But again, let's shoot for the stars. So whatever you can afford, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, please, I'm somewhat begging of you. Dig deep, reach down, a little donation to, again, beerman37 at AOL.com. That's the PayPal account that you want to afford. Whatever you can afford, let's make this happen. Takayama, he's in a bad way. Let's help him out. Thank you for the platform.
Damon, that sounds excellent. I will definitely get that up on the social media. And once again, folks, any little bit that you can donate helps. So
if that Don Fry match isn't worth at least a dollar out of your pocket, I don't know what to tell you. Right? That's worth at least a dollar.
That match is worth $1,000 alone.
I would agree.
And speaking of Tokyo in December and January, the Wrestle Kingdom 12 tickets went on sale to the general public about 2 days ago. And yeah. Damon, once again, New Japan Pro Wrestling underestimating themselves, underselling themselves here in the States. The tickets, to my knowledge, got sold out. However, extra tickets are going up on sale tomorrow, Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Extra tickets for Wrestle Kingdom 12 because
U.S. audience came through, man, didn't they?
Yeah,
or at least the foreign audience. So they allotted certain blocks to certain people, right? Or not certain people, but to certain outlets, I want to say. And I guess the block, so it's not like everything's sold out, right? It's not
right.
Like the Tokyo Dome is sold out.
The floor is sold out.
The floor is.
Which is
Egg
like,
is gone.
Which is like, I think, 7,000 seats maybe.
Yeah, so obviously Golden Ringside Circle is gone. The next level back is Section A. They're gone. Luckily, we were able to scoop up four. And then Section B is next, and those are going really fast, right?
Yeah, they're going like hotcakes.
And then the next up is you know, your risers, right? Your first level, so to speak. Look, I can't say I'm shocked, but tickets are moving much faster than I thought they would.
Well, what shocks me is that New Japan seems to be shocked, because you would think that after the amazing reception that they received from the Long Beach shows, they would have learned, but obviously they didn't.
I don't think anybody – see, but here's the big difference. There's a big difference between somebody in Ohio flying into Long Beach and a person from Ohio flying in from Tokyo.
Right.
That is a big fucking commitment. That's a 14-hour plane ride, and, you know, depending upon if you can find a deal or not, you know, you're spending at least, you know, $900-$800 on a plane ticket. We're not even starting about talking about lodging, food, whatever.
Would you say that the trip in total would cost you about $5,000?
Well, between all the coke and the
and the hookers in Roppongi.
Right. So the trip right now cost me for airfare and hotel. It was right around, was a little bit over $2,000. And then the tickets themselves, you know, the tickets themselves, the Tokyo Dome tickets, that those Section A's, or level, whatever they call, Group A, Level A, whatever. They're, you know, the Golden Ringside were 500 each. It's $500, right? The section we're in is like, you know, right around 300, maybe like 250, 300, a ticket, right? That's one show. Now, listen, you're there. You want to go to Dash. Okay, that's, you know, I think they were like $80, the seats that we got.
And I was talking with Mackie a little bit, actually.
Look at you.
Yeah, me and Mackie, good pals on the Facebook Messenger gimmick. And he was telling me about the wide variety of shows that you and he are going to be attending. Everything from, of course, New Japan to All Japan to, I think he mentioned Stardom.
Yeah, so Stardom has a show the night before the Dome. But we usually hit that because there's a DDT show that night at Cork, but it's not really our thing, the DDT, so we usually skip that one. We go to Stardom. We see our good friend Chris Wolf. We hit that. That's at Shinkiba, first ring, which, small venue. Everything's made out of wood. If it catches on fire, we're all dead. they pack them in there. Everybody shoulder to shoulder. When we were there last time, Cheeseburger was in attendance. Will Ospreay was there. A couple other people were there that we know.
You know who I like from Stardom?
What's that?
That Viper.
Yes.
Niven. I'm a big fan of hers.
She was in attendance. She wrestled on the show last year. I'm sure she'll be this year as well.
Give me her number if you see her.
Yeah? You want me to, want me to see if I can line something up
Why
for
not?
You? All right, Colin. I like that. I like the spirit there. We're doing both All Japans. We already got our tickets for the All Japan. We got them in advance. We were a little worried because All Japan's doing pretty well for themselves, especially at Corrigan. And all these people that are flying in, Colin. New Japan did underestimate that, at least in the sense of, people are putting down money and maxing out credit cards. And I told you before that I was amazed at the messages that I would get constantly of, hey, Damon, can you get me tickets? Hey, can you help me out? Can you give me recommendations? Whatever. I mean, it was more than double of what I was getting the year previous, and I was complaining about that. Right. So there's going to be a lot. I know people are kind of hand waving and eye rolling me when I say they're going to get more than 40. But there are a ton of people that are flying in for this show, and that doesn't even take into consideration the renewed. I'm going to say renewed. I put that in air quotes, but you know, the interest that of the Japanese fans have for the product as well.
So let me ask
that doesn't even take into consideration the walk up. So there you go.
If you're here in the States and you wanted to do this trip next year, very as frugally as possible, what do you think the minimum amount of dollars is that we're talking here?
That you're bringing over, or just soup to nuts?
Just the whole shebang, from Tokyo Dome and Dash tickets to airfare to lodging to meals. If you want to do this as frugally as possible, what is the minimum amount?
3,000. 3,000.
Wow, 3,000.
But here's the thing. Like, you could eat, you could stay at a hostel, right? You could.
Not me.
Right.
I'm not staying at no fucking hostel.
No fucking way. Listen, I'm not too thrilled about the hotel I'm staying at right now. I need a little poshness and a little small, but we're right next to the Dome, so it's like the convenience. And everybody's staying there. The kids from Australia are staying there, Fumi. So everybody's going to be there. And everybody I look at, when I look at like online, and everybody's staying at Wing International. It's like, it's going to be overrun by North Americans and Australians. There's not going to be much sleep when it comes to that week.
I refuse to go until New Japan foots the bill for me. For everything that we've done for them, they should be footing the bill for us.
I would like a little something. That would be nice, wouldn't it? But just once. Just fucking once. Foot the bill for something. I've never gotten anything from you guys. Nothing. Come on, help you. Hey, speaking of footing the bill and getting something from New Japan, Colin.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. I'm in a book.
I seem to remember hearing something about that earlier this week. So okay, let me set the stage here. So
yeah.
I wake up around I guess 7:30 in the morning. You know, I'm waking up for work. Well, you know, I have this routine where I hit the snooze and then the alarm wakes me up again, and I kind of lie there in bed, bitching and moaning and
masturbating feverishly.
Damn it! It's 7:30 in the morning. Jesus.
Oh, listen, you're a young boy. Come on.
Well, anyway, so I grab my phone and I hit up the Twitter machine, and I look at our notifications as I usually do each and every morning, and I see that we have a tweet from none other than Mr. Chris Charlton.
Mm.
And I look at the tweet, and it is a picture of Jushin Thunder Liger's book with you in it. And, you know, first of all, the funny thing is, it didn't surprise me at all. Like,
no?
Like when I see you, like, involved in these things, and, like, I see you on...
Shaking Tiger Mask's hand, yeah, at the Tokyo Dome.
It's like, okay, yeah, that looks about right. You know?
That's about sorted, right? Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I was at that event that the photo was taken at. I believe that was War of the Worlds at the 2300 Arena from a few years ago, if my
correct.
Memory serves me correctly.
That is correct. Yes, absolutely correct. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, but how about, Damon, in your wildest imagination, growing up idolizing Keishi Yamada, Jushin Thunder Liger, did you ever dream that a picture of you would be in his book with him?
No, it's fucking unbelievable. I'm not going to lie. It is, without question, one of the most surreal things ever. I grinning from ear to ear when I saw that text. And again, I talked to you off the air how that day was going, how it started in a tailspin. And then I get this text and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I kind of remember this picture. Like, and I was like, oh yeah, this picture was from the website, because originally it was somebody working for the website who took that picture, and it was up on the next day. And I was like, oh fuck, I made the website. That's fucking cool. But then I'm reading the caption and it's like, it's in the book. It's in his autobiography. Or biography. I don't think he wrote it.
It's an autobiography. I'm not sure what it is exactly. But the point is, there's a picture of you with him in the book.
Unbelievable. And my silly tattoo. That tattoo has gotten me over so much. It's unbelievable. It's more than paid for itself.
That's your name, tattoo.
It really is when he sees me. So yeah, craziness. As a matter of fact, I ordered two off of Amazon Japan. They should be coming to my house shortly. And when I go over to Tokyo, I'm clearing out Tokyo of every copy I can find of that fucking book.
And let me tell you something. I'm not a guy who gets happy for people very easily. I mean, don't let the jovial booming voice fool you. I'm a miserable son of a bitch most of the time.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, I was actually happy for you when I saw that. Like, it actually put a smile on my face, which is a rarity, because most of the time, again, I'm just a jealous, miserable, you know what. So, hey. You know, the fact that made me happy, I mean, that speaks volumes. So there you go.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like I said, it is. I'm tickled pink, man. I couldn't believe it. It's just weird, you know. It's like having you nailed it. Having someone that you looked up to, like, he's always been your favorite. He's always been your hero. Always been your guy. And if he's gonna write a book, and then to have your stupid face with him in that, I don't know. I mean, listen, how I have it played out in my mind is, you know, he's, you know, Liger's looking through pictures of what he's going to approve in the book. And he's, you know, oh, no, not that picture with, you know, David Finley. Oh, no, not that picture, you know, with El Samurai.
Not that picture with Brian Mackey.
Right. No, definitely not. But that picture. Oh, no. Tattoo. Yes. In. And that's how I have it played out in my mind. That's the fantasy that I have.
Thank God you got that tattoo.
Again, it has paid for itself. People know me in Japan from that tattoo. Like, I have people that will get, like, they get on their hands and knees and they get pictures next to the tattoo on my leg. When we went to Long Beach, there were people that were talking about, oh my God, you're the guy with the fucking tattoo. And I'm like, yeah. And people, they were getting on their hands and knees getting pictures next to my leg.
You should say, I also host a podcast in my spare time.
They don't give a shit about the podcast. It's all about the leg. Oh,
it's all about that leg. No all podcast.
Wow, look at you with the modern reference.
Well, Damon, maybe one day there'll be a picture of me with Shawn Michaels wearing like cowboy hats and cut off sleeveless shirts.
Nice. That'd be sexy.
Someday.
To say the least. Someday. All right, Colin, correct me if I'm wrong, but we have a New Japan Pro Wrestling Road 2 show that we need to talk about that, in my eyes, was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, and of course, this is the show from Monday, October 23rd at Corican Hall. I will admit, I did not watch the entire show from top to bottom. I know. I totally Alvarez this one. However, I did watch the main event and the semi-main event. The Super Junior Tag Tournament quarterfinals, and I gotta tell you, those were damn good matches. I mean, that Kawato match, I think that I might be on Team Kawato now. He may have taken the place of Kitamura as my favorite young lion, just with that, with his performance in that one tag match with Kushida against Roppongi 3K.
I think they're 1 and 2. I really enjoyed them so much, man. And I was telling you how much Kawato reminds me of a certain someone that we had just mentioned, Keiichi Yamada.
Yes,
I see so much of him. You know, the cut from the same cloth. It feels like go back in, you know, 88, 87, 88, 89, pre Liger. Watch and just, you know, the speed in which he does his things and the energy and the fire and the crispness. It's something to behold. I'm in love with him. I'm not gonna lie, he's become really a must watch for me, much in the same way that Yamada was back in the day. I can't speak highly enough. I mean, that's a pretty high compliment for me to give the guy, but that's the feeling I get when I watch him, and I really enjoyed this match. I hate to see them go, to be truthful. I know that this is a Roppongi 3K kind of thing, and I dig them.
Those guys are great.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm in love with the gimmick. I'm going to be truthful.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page with you. I think it's a bit cheesy, maybe.
Yeah, that's the word I would use. Yeah, a little bit. And maybe that's intentional. Maybe that's their thing. Maybe they're just so over the top with it that they want a little bit of the cheese element to shine through. Yeah, I don't know if I'm 100% sold on, like, they're kind of like these B-boys. Is that what we're going for? These kind of, I don't know what I'm doing with my shoulders right now, but you know what I mean? Like, with the, you know, the hand signals and the gang signs and shit. No.
I don't know what you mean.
No, I can't. Yeah, look at them. Like, come on. You know what I'm trying to get to. I don't know. They just, like they're, like,
they're in the,
like,
back of a limo drinking Cristal.
Yeah, they're ballers, or I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. I'm a 40-year-old fucking guy. What do you want from me? All right? I'm trying to relate to the kids.
40 plus.
Yeah, that's my waist size.
You're so open with us.
Look, what can I say?
That's what I love about you.
Thank you. But I'm not feeling that so far. And Rocky Romero with the fucking smoke machine, the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, you know, as I was watching him fire that thing off, I'm thinking, where the hell did he find this? In Japan, like, did he get this shipped in? Did he go to a store? Like,
he retrofitted Vader's mask.
Okay.
Right. The New Japan brass seems to really have a handle on hydraulics and steam powered things.
Yeah, they're big on the steam. They really are. That that's their pyro, steam.
Yeah. They like the steam.
And you're gonna see plenty of steam at Wrestle Kingdom 12. Believe me.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure
you're gonna be all steamed out.
We're going to be Ricky Steamboated. Thank you. I'll be here all night. But yeah, that was a fantastic match, I thought. And then the main event with Takahashi and Bushi, who, again, together, you know, listen, you know me and Bushi. We don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, you're not the best of comrades.
No. But put him with Takahashi, I dig the tag team a lot. I really do. I think they are a real fine tag team. And then all of a sudden, ACH and Taguchi, I enjoy thoroughly as well. Can't forget about them. Titan and Dragon Lee are tremendous. Dragon Lee, anytime he's in the ring, it's always just a sprint and a fun and the dives are suicidal. All of a sudden, Colin, without us really kind of noticing it, that junior tag situation is really a fun fucking division right now.
So fun. What you're saying is the junior tag division is the complete opposite of the heavyweight tag division. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, listen, we've said that a lot, and they've had peaks and valleys, the juniors. But I think overall, I mean, I think everybody enjoys the juniors more than the heavies. I can't say everyone, but, you know, I think if you took a 3-year span and did a chart, I think you would see that the interest level spikes in the juniors occurred more frequently than that of the heavyweights. That's for sure.
And one more point I wanted to make about that Kawato Kushida versus Roppongi 3K match. You know, we went into this match knowing the outcome, knowing that there was no way Kawato and Kushida were going to make it out of this round. But I'll tell you what, there were moments during this match where I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No way Kawato is going to get the pinfall here.
I don't think there's anything. There are things that are better. Maybe I should pump the brakes. But I will say that New Japan does a wonderful job of giving you those hope spots, those moments where you're like, no fucking, they're not going to do this. There were some kickouts that were just ass hairs away. And Kawato being about, anytime there's that young lion element where you're thinking, oh, I can't believe they're going to do this, is a great thing to me. I absolutely am tickled pink when that happens. Love it. So yeah, that happened many times during that match as well. I saw everything, Colin. So if you want to go top to bottom, we can. And then we'll get a deeper dive into those last two matches if you want.
Do you want to just give me some of the highlights, some of the things that stood out the most to you?
I can do that. I'll start with a little negative and we'll work our way up. How about that, Colin?
Okay, I know it's coming.
Well, the I know first it's coming. Match. Well, here's the first match, right? So we had Leo Tonga.
Yeah.
Leo Tonga, right. Leo Tonga, Takahashi, right? Bullet Club. And who were the Young Lions on the other side?
Umino and Oka.
There was one time, and I couldn't tell you which one of the Young Lions it was because it was a blur. But Takahashi is doing a little ground and pound. And these were honestly some of the worst punches I've ever seen in pro wrestling. If you didn't catch that, watch it again. Colin, these things had, like, you could park a car between the punch and the head. You weren't even close.
Yujiro working really light in this match,
oh,
huh?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Or barely working at all.
I mean, they just kept coming and coming, and I was like, stop throwing these punches, please. They were horrific. There was a lot of, you can see a lot of light. I don't think there was a bad match. The second match, Liger
and,
yep, Liger, ACH, Taguchi, and Tiger Mask, right?
Right.
Okay. Against Suzuki Goon.
Yes.
Colin, I'm going to say something that you're going to be shocked with.
Tai Chi is the best junior heavyweight?
No, not going to go that far.
Okay.
Pump the brakes, all right? Listen, you're out of your mind. But I will say this. In the past, try not to over-exaggerate. Month? Maybe two. Those junior Suzuki Goon tag matches could be a 3-man, could be a 6-man, you know, a 8-man, whatever, you know, 4-on-4, whatever. They are really enjoyable matches.
And what do you attribute that to?
One, listen, there is nonsense in these matches, right? There is, you know, mic stands up asses. There
yes.
is, you know, there is Suzuki Goon brawling in the crowd, silliness. There is that element. I'm not going to lie. But again, it's the second match, so it's easier to stomach. But even with that being said, these matches are not bad at all. In fact, quite good. This match was quite good. And that's them. I don't know. Maybe somebody put a little bug in their ear. Maybe somebody has some extra motivation in their paycheck. I don't know the answer. But it is a noticeable difference. And again, it's not the heavyweights. Can't give you the heavyweights. Listen, I could do without Azuka. We know that. He can get up the street. But you get a little Despy. You get a little Taka Michinoku. And dare I say, you get a little Tai Chi in there. Shockingly enough, these matches are pretty good. They're fast-paced. You're not sitting on your hands.
And Tai Chi is supposed to be very good exercise, by the way.
You're not sitting on your hands. You're not looking at your phone, Colin. Go. It's been about a month, maybe a little bit more. These are you can stomach these matches.
So are you saying I should go back and watch this particular 8-man tag?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damon saying that about a Suzuki Goon match.
And this match had, again, one of the things that I hate in pro wrestling is the I'm going to rip your mask off spot.
Oh, that's the worst.
Okay.
So there's dated.
There's a little bit of that in there. But it worked in this match because at the end of the – I don't want to spoil it for you, Colin.
Go ahead.
But at the end of this match, I mean, Suzuki Goon, you know, they laid out everybody. And part of that story that was being told was Liger trying to save Tiger Mask from getting his ass whipped and his mask removed. I don't know. It was really a – I was digging it. I felt it, and I got to tip my cap to them. They got their working shoes on this past month, and again, I don't know what got in them. Something got in them. Things have turned the corner when it comes to those junior Suzuki-gun matches.
One of the other bumps in this show that you told me about before we went on the air revolved around everyone's favorite Chief J Hirooki Goto.
Here's the problem. Not only is Hirooki Goto in kind of like this purgatory, we're really unsure what's going to happen with him. We're all hoping that him and Tomohiro Ishii wind up as a tag team. And you saw the Wrestle Kingdom poster.
I was going to say, yeah, the Wrestle Kingdom poster has Goto and Ishii side by side.
Yeah, in a little corner. It's not like it's like, oh, we're just going to put two guys. They're in a box.
Yeah,
they're packaged together on this poster. That's I don't think that's by coincidence.
And so are Omega and Tanahashi.
Mm-hmm. So remember last week when I was like, Colin, you gonna be all right? You really think there's gonna be this Omega Ibushi? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, what makes you think that? And you're like, I have faith. I have hope.
Well, Damon, it looks like my faith.
How you feeling now?
It looks like my faith was misplaced. But I'll tell you what, Omega versus Tanahashi, a match that we haven't seen since February of 2016, I believe, a fresh match, and a match that makes sense because, come on, they're not gonna have Hiroshi Tanahashi in a tag match like one of their top guys. I mean, I almost think that we sort of undersell Tanahashi's position in New Japan because all of the focus this past year has been on Omega, Okada, and to an extent, Tetsuya Naito.
Right. And if there was focus on Tanahashi, we spent more time talking about his arm than anything else.
Right.
And everybody assumed that meant the end of the road for Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Right. It feels like most of the time we talk about Tanahashi, it's about how he needs to rest up to be ready right. for X event.
Right. Well, listen, again, it's just a poster, right? Nothing has been announced. And, but it you know, whoever did the artwork, I think, had specific instructions. Right.
Yes, although someone did point out to me that Ibushi was not on the Wrestle Kingdom 9 poster, and of course he was in the semi-main event against Shinsuke Nakamura.
I was going to mention that, so I was going to bring that up. So very good work out of that listener. Do you remember the name?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Well, I'd have to look at the Twitter.
We never do. I know. We're not going to do that. Come on. But yes, very good job by you, faithful listener, because I did notice that as well. So again, a poster, was it a picture's worth a thousand words column?
That's right.
That's what the kids say. Kids never say that. But I think it's a little bit more than telling. But again, you could look at it the other way as well. Ibushi not being on there, so we'll see. We only got a couple days, but I don't know. I've been feeling it not being Omega Ibushi for a little bit now. I made it vocal last week, and it looks like that might be coming to pass. Tanahashi and Omega,
and also for the past 2 years, I believe the big four in New Japan have faced each other in the semi and main event at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Wrestle Kingdom 10 was Tanahashi Okada and AJ Nakamura. And of course, last year, Naito Tanahashi, Omega Okada. So
yes.
It's kind of what they do.
It's what they do. It is what they do. All right. So then, but the problem with Goto.
The problem with Goto. That sounds like it could be a romantic comedy.
It's a Spotify playlist, at least. The problem with Goto is this.
Starring Jennifer Aniston.
I was trying to think of Steve Carell. That's the one I was thinking of.
There you go.
Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston in Problem with Goto is this, and this is what scares me the most. And again, New Japan is very good in putting people back on the front burner while most of the year they've been on the back burner, as the Killers would say. He's boring as fuck right now, Colin. I'm so not interested. He does nothing for me. He is dry as toast. Dry as toast right now. He has no flavor.
He's
flavorless.
Just a piece of white bread. Like and you don't even toast it. Like, it's just a piece of white bread. There's no butter on it. It's just kind of laying there on the counter, waiting for some condiments and some lunch meat to be applied to it, but nothing's happening.
Somebody put a piece of salami on Hiroki Goto, please.
Yeah, so some mayo, maybe, you know, a little olive oil.
I like olive oil. I don't like mayo.
No mayo? Okay, how about mustard?
No.
What do you want on your sandwich, Damon? Jesus.
I want to, if we're doing a classic Italian, right, I like a little oil, vinegar.
Okay, good. Okay.
I don't like mayo. I'm not a big
mayo
guy.
All right.
I do like an olive oil, like to dip the little bread in there, little spices in there. It's delicious. But Goto needs something, because right now he is that piece of bread just begging for a piece of salami to be laid over top of his forehead.
I can't believe we're talking about salami being laid over Goto's forehead.
Fucking starving. We got any Hiroki Goto in the fridge? Starving.
I've got some Domino's in the fridge.
I don't even have that, I don't think. Hopefully the missus is ordering something.
Can we get Domino's as a sponsor?
I live in a pizza mecca. Ain't no fucking way I'm ordering a Domino's. If I lived in Iowa, maybe. I don't live in Iowa. I live right outside Philadelphia.
Well, I live in Iowa.
You know, you kind of do. There's no fucking way I'm getting a Domino's. No, God, no. Anyway, who cares about that, Colin? Nobody cares about my pizza dining habits. We care about Hiroki Goto and what we can do to resurrect the poor guy.
I have an idea.
right. And apparently whoever makes the artwork for the poster has the same idea
for
as us.
For 2 years, I have an idea.
Right, for two fucking years, it's finally, hopefully, coming to the pass. The fruits of our labor. If anything, if this podcast ends fucking tomorrow, at least we'll have... on our tombstone, well, they were pushing for Goto and Ishii for two fucking years.
So we can give them that.
Right. They tried that. But yeah, World Tag League can't come quick enough for these two. And we'll see where we go. We'll see, you know.
My biggest fear, Damon.
Ishii takes a three count and we're done, right?
No. Is that when we finally, when the roster for this year's World Tag League is finally released, my biggest fear is that I see Tomohiro Ishii's name next to Toru Yano. And I see Goto's name next to Yoshihashi. Please, God, no.
Well, I will say this. Somebody did hit us up. I don't know where it was. How did I get this information? It might have been on Reddit.
Dream.
Yeah, no, it was Reddit, because that's really the only social media that I have active right now. Yoshihashi and Okada have been a tag team for the past couple of World Tag Leagues.
Right.
So we will see more than likely Yoshihashi and Okada as dance partners.
Good. Fine.
Yeah. Yoshihashi taking the majority of those falls, obviously.
I think Okada should take every fall.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that'd be a smart booking move to get him ready for the main event against Naito.
I think that's great. Make him strong. Make him vulnerable.
Yeah.
He's a vulnerable champion.
Hey, I know a company who would do this.
Oh, well, trust me. No doubt. Where is he from? Yoshihashi, you're going over. Oh, Lordy Lou. All right.
How about Toriano, though?
Toriano and... I don't know. All I need is Goto and Ishii, right? That has to occur.
And that's really all anyone needs.
How about Trent Barretta?
Man, wait, Barretta with Yano?
I mean, why not? Who cares? I'm not winning it.
Hey! Listen, as long as Yano takes all those L's, I'm fine with that. I'd love to see Barretta.
Listen. I know this is not something that you can swallow easily, but Toriano is in a pretty upper program right now. He's in a bull rope match, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, with one Minoru Suzuki, who we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. And of course, that's taking place next Sunday, November 5th, Power Struggle in Osaka.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's Trent. He could use some heavyweight work, right? Trent and Yano, Ishii, Goto, Okada, Yoshihashi. That takes care of chaos. And, of course, you'll have the Kenny Omega. You think Chase Owens comes back to town?
Well, he is officially a heavyweight now and has been for quite some time, apparently. So,
unbeknownst to us.
So, hey, I see no reason why Ghetto couldn't pick up the old phone and Chase sees his iPhone jingle, you know, as he's sitting there on the couch waiting for that booking call and answers it. He'll be on the next flight to Tokyo.
Wow, you got the whole scenario in your mind.
Well, that's the way I picture it for some reason.
What's Chase wearing right now?
like a pair of gym shorts. Like he doesn't have a shirt on. And
he's got a shirt on. He's got a Bullet Club T-shirt on right now. I guarantee.
Okay. So he has a Bullet Club T-shirt on, pair of black gym shorts, and he's sitting there in his apartment, and like it's dark. So like the only light comes from the blue rays of the television screen.
Gotcha.
And that's
what's he watching. What's he watching right now?
What is he watching? I don't know. Something on like Adult Swim.
Oh, okay. All right. A little Rick and Morty, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. I like that show. All right. Listen, you got it all played out in your mind. Well, listen, hopefully we'll see him and Omega together, right? We'll see, I'm sure we'll see Fale and, we think Leo Tonga.
Oh, boy.
Leo Tonga? We see a lot of Leo Tonga Takahashi, you know.
Yeah, we do see a lot of Leo Tonga Takahashi. I mean, listen, I guess this is a good place to put Leo Tonga in. You know, World Tag League, not really a high-pressure situation. You know, it's a good place for him to gain more experience and to grow. So, yeah, sure, why not?
All right.
Does him with Fale sound like a more interesting team to you because it's like two big monsters in there?
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know Fale is not going to take many falls.
No. Well, he'll give many falls. Bad luck falls, that is.
Very but good work out of you. Man, you're on fire today, Colin. Jeez.
Damn, what can I tell you? I'm excited. Heading to Vegas tomorrow. We're doing a podcast. It's fun.
You're going to Vegas during Halloween. Which
I am.
I mean, I was telling you, that's got to be... Whew, the nonsense you're going to get into is going to be amazing. Oh, I can't wait to hear these stories. I sat in my room and got...
and had tea.
I got room service. All right. So Goto is in a bad way, but hopefully there is a light at the end of the tunnel for Goto. So I'm trying to think of what else that was memorable in the show. I would say that's it. But again, aside from those main events, the semi and the main event that we'll talk a little bit more about. That's a good undercard. Not bad. Pretty good. Better than average. But I would go out of my way to watch that multi-man tag with the juniors. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
And I would say that that Teton Dragon Lee versus Takahashi Bushi main event, I would give that 4 stars easily.
Yeah, me too. I think you have to put it in that 4 stars is it's probably the ceiling where it's at.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go any higher than that, but I think that's fair. Plenty of dives, silly dives.
Oh, listen, if you're not a fan of dives, this is not the match for you.
Yeah.
Jim Cornette.
Right. But I will pay money to see Dragon Lee and Takahashi in the same ring. I think they're one of those guys, one of those combinations that the chemistry is just there. They just have such a fluid chemistry. I will say this though, the chemistry while being there, there was a thought in my head of, I feel like I see this match a lot in the sense of it is a little repetitive in their spots. And it's a little bit repetitive in what we see when they're in the ring together. A little bit. It's great. It's good stuff. But it seems like I see the same kind of, you know, that slap to the chest exchange that they do for about a minute. You know, the turnbuckle, suplex spot. You know, there's a lot of things that you see a lot in when they get together.
Damon, are you saying that is stock Dragon Lee Takahashi?
It's classic.
They're just
classic.
Playing the hits, in other words.
It's classic Takahashi Dragon Lee.
Okay.
I mean, again, I could watch it all day long. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bitching and moaning. Just pointing it out. I just had that thought. I'm being honest, right? You know, being honest, Damon. There we go. All right. I mean, is that a review?
Well, it's an overview of the Korakuen show from October 23rd, but we have two upcoming Korakuen shows on the 29th and the 30th. The last stops on the road to power struggle. Let's talk about the two junior tag matches that are coming up on Sunday, October 29th, Korakuen Hall. Okay, so first quarterfinal match here, semi-main event. We've got Tiger Mask and Jushin Thunder Liger taking on El Desperado and Kenemaru.
I think this is going to be good. I mean, the way that they – again, I really think you owe it to yourself to watch that multi-man
junior
tag.
Boy, you are hot on this 8-man junior tag.
I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Damon's going to petition to put that in Match of the Year for the PuroCast End of Year Awards.
I want to go that far, but you know, for the second match on the show – and for, you know, even with all the nonsense, I thought it was good. I'm sorry. I'm sticking by it. And it tells the story and helps connect the dots to this match. This match has a lot more juice going into it than it did before, but just because of that ending of that match. Colin, everybody was laid out. Everybody was for dead. Suzuki-gun was running wild. There's going to be some revenge to be had. Tiger Mask with his mask getting ripped off. Embarrassed.
Well,
being embarrassed in Korakuen Hall.
Sadly, I do not see Tiger Mask and Jushin Liger, your pal, who, you know, you're featured in his book, by the way.
Big picture.
Yeah.
It's not a small picture.
No. Nope.
Big picture.
No, nope. Big picture from
you
Philly.
You know what the caption said?
I do. It didn't say your name, but
no,
it said something. Liger poses with a fan.
Liger poses with Maniac.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's something like Liger is very popular all over the world.
Yes,
a foreign fan who was stupid enough to put a tattoo on his leg or something like that. Not stupid, but just, you know. Yeah, that's what it said. Colin, am I out of my mind if I say Tiger Mask and Liger win?
Oh, you're absolutely out of your mind. There's no way. There's no way.
No way?
No way, Jose.
Ooh. Ooh, geez. Did we have a bet? On, I know I'm all over the place. Do we have a bet on who was taking the fall in the didn't we have a dollar bet?
Yeah, we did have a dollar bet. I can't remember what the hell it was about, though.
Was it the Goto match? Was it the Goto Yano match? Who was taking the fall? Was it
the Goto Yano match?
Well, then the Goto and Yano against Suzuki and Izuka, right?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Somebody was taking the fall. I'll tell you who took the fall.
Who took the fall?
Izuka.
And I think I said he would take the fall.
Did you?
Yes. Because that's of course he's taking the fall.
Who did I say was taking the fall? Did I say like Yano?
Yeah, I think he did.
Huh.
The hell's the matter with you?
I'm just apparently like peeling off dollars like your strippers or something. Making it rain.
I'll lift up my undergarments and you can kind of slide it the dollar bill in there.
Ugh. Your undergarments,
yes,
first of all.
My bloomers. I'm talking like I'm a woman from the fucking Victorian era.
How sexy, Colin. Ugh. Do me a favor. Before you go to Vegas, can you buy some new underwear, maybe? You maniac. Hey, yeah, so I guess I do owe you another dollar. So I owe you two American dollars now, anyway.
Yes, two American dollars. But again, I would either like four Kennedy halves or two Sacagawea dollars, please.
Again, I might have to go to my bank and find that out. All right. So again, we'll put that card aside, and now we'll come back to the preview.
But to answer your question, there's no way Tiger Mask and Jushin Thunder Liger are making it out of this because I think now again I've been wrong many times before, but I think that the finals for the Super Junior Tag Tournament they're gonna involve Suzuki Goon.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
It's gonna be Roppongi 3K versus El Desperado and Kanemaru.
Not
that's my prediction.
Really? Not ACH to Gooch?
I for whatever reason, I just don't see them making it to the finals.
Roppongi are heels, though.
Technically. I mean, hey.
They're hip-hop b-boy heels.
When you said, by the way, when you said the other week that Chaos is a heel faction,
yes!
Oh my God, I had one response from on Twitter that was almost like, it was almost a tone of outrage that you said that. It was in all caps. It said, Chaos is a heel faction?
Yes! Yes! Okay. They technically are.
Okay, technically.
Yes! I mean, they may not. Yes. Who said that? Who put all caps?
I shouldn't have told you that.
Son of a... Yes, they're a heel.
All right. That is completely irrelevant, though. I just see El Desperado and Kanemaru. They have too much momentum going. It's going to be them versus Roppongi 3K. That is my official prediction for the finals at Power Struggle.
All right, I'm going with ACH and Taguchi. They're setting the world on fire.
Hey, listen, if you asked me what I would prefer as far as match quality goes, not to say that El Desperado and Kanemaru wouldn't put on a fine performance, but Roppongi 3K versus ACH and Taguchi, that sounds like a sexy match.
Yes, yeah. They get the win, and then they challenge for the titles. That's what I'm saying. All right, so... In this show, Liger and Tiger Mask don't have a shot.
No. Mm. I'm sorry. I know that hurts your heart a little bit, but...
Does a little bit. All right. But I would agree, though. I think logically. I don't want anybody tweeting us in all caps.
Hey, it does happen. It does happen.
I'm sure more than all that. Hey, listen. I'm trying to do a nice thing for Takayama here. I'm a good guy. All right.
The main event for that evening on the 29th, of course, is ACH and Taguchi taking on Taka Michinoku and Tai Chi.
Okay. And you're saying ACH and Taguchi go on, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm in agreement with that. Scale 1 to 10. Excited?
You know, I think I'm more excited for the Liger match than I am this match.
I'm telling you, man. Go back and watch that multi-man tag.
Boy, again with the multi-man tag. Okay,
it's going to help connect. It's going to help connect those dots.
Maybe I'll watch it on the plane tomorrow. Jeez.
Yeah. Why don't you? That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. It's a good match, man. It's good. And truth be told, it has gotten me more excited for these two matches. Where, again, when we talked a little bit about this and the brackets, we were kind of like, all right, well, that first one sounds a lot more sexy than this one. This one got much more sexy just from that match. Trust me on that one. Take my word for it.
And then, of course, we have a show on Monday, October 30th. We have the semifinals of the Super Junior Tag Tournament. So, first match, Sho and Yo taking on Bushi and Hiromu Takahashi.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, that'll probably be the main event, actually.
Yeah. Well, they built that on the show.
They
did. You watch the end?
Yes,
with the,
I did.
With the post-match interview, right?
Yes,
backstage.
I did.
Little bum rush by Takahashi. Another B-boy reference.
Lots of B-boy references going on.
Yo, bum rush the show. You know what I listened to the other day?
What's that?
Not to completely get off topic. So,
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Close. So, I don't even know what is on, but I might have been like some. I might have just had sports on in the background. I don't know. Anyway, but so it was a Nike
sports.
Commercial.
Ooh.
First of all, do you say Nike or Nike?
I say Nike. Who says Nike? I've never heard anybody say Nike.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a pair of Nikes. No?
No, never.
Nike? You say Nike.
Nike.
Really?
Really. Nike.
Yeah, right? No?
In my 28 years on this earth, I've never
heard...
You
always with the E?
I've never heard Nike? One person say Nike.
One syllable, no? You double syllable in it.
Nike.
Huh.
Am I wrong?
That's what I'm questioning right now, because I kind of do Nikes more than Nike.
Is this some sort of bizarro world that I'm in here where people say Nike?
I think people say Nike, don't they? Like, I have a pair of Nikes.
All right, folks, hit us up on the Twitter and the Facebook.
Don't fucking yell at me. I don't know.
Don't talk to us about wrestling. We want to know, is it pronounced Nike or
I never
Nike?
I never Google anything. I'm Googling it right now.
I never research anything.
I just
start talking. And
I'm just shooting from the hip.
Shit
here.
Comes out of my mouth.
Exactly. That's the problem. Look at how much you have to fucking edit every week. Here we go. It's official. Nike rhymes with spiky, and you're saying all these. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So yeah, Nike rhymes. It's official. Nike rhymes with spiky. Nike chairman Philip Knight has confirmed the correct way to pronounce the brand's name after two men sent him a letter asking him to circle either Nike or Nike. And the answer they called for is one of life's big unanswered questions. So we're not the first people. We're not the first people to have this fucking dilemma, Colin.
Well, let me ask you this, since it is the Halloween season and Halloween is almost upon us. Do you say Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's.
Reese's. Okay, and I think that is the correct pronunciation.
Yeah.
I was saying Reese's for years.
Really?
Yeah. Until I felt like an idiot one day.
Yeah, how were you raised?
In a barn, obviously.
Yeah, so apparently it is Nike as Chairman Philip Knight. Thank you, Philip Knight, for settling this hot debate here on the PureCast.
So it's Nike and Reese's.
Yes.
I'm going to go trick-or-treating in my Nikes, and hopefully I will get some Reese's peanut butter cups.
We nailed it.
There we
fucking
go.
Nailed it right there. So I'm watching commercial, Nike commercial. And it was the music in the background was a mashup between Prodigy, the band, not the rapper, and Public Enemy. I was like, this is fucking great. This is fucking great. Downloaded that. Listening to that. So there's a little B-boy reference. Would they be considered B-boy? We are going to get so many angry tweets from so many people.
Listen, I don't even know what the hell a B-boy is, so.
Isn't it like an old, like an 80s kind of rap, hip-hop kind of guy, does a lot of breakdancing?
I guess.
I remember the Beastie Boys referencing it,
David,
right?
I am so not hip to that scene. I mean, I was watching the Van Halen concert from 1983 at the US Festival from California earlier today.
I remember they were all pissed off at the Clash.
Oh, yeah. The only people who put iced tea in Jack Daniels bottles is the Clash, baby.
David. Diamond Dave. All right. Where are we, Colin? People are going to get angry with us because we're all over the map.
Well, we were talking about Sho and Yo taking on Bushi and Takahashi, and probably what's going to be the main event. I think it is going to be a superb matchup. And, of course, I see Roppongi 3K emerging victorious heading to the finals.
Yep, I think everyone would agree with that, right? So again, it's pretty much spelled out where we're going with this. Although you're on the other side of the fence, you're saying it's no ACH or Taguchi, but I am in that camp against Roppongi. I think whoever goes to that final gets the win, and then they challenge. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall there, right? Piece of cake.
And I'm assuming that the other quarterfinal match, of course, we don't know what it is yet until the 29th, but I'm assuming that it is going to be ACH and Taguchi versus El Desperado and Kanemaru.
That's what I'm saying. Like, El Desperado and Kanemaru fucking heels. Right? They're heels.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can safely say that they are.
We're not
going to
get any caps for that, right? We're not going to get all caps for that, right?
I hope not.
All right. We're all right there. All right. And again, I think they're heels too. I think you're going to get double heels. No way. You're going to get the face and the heels, the baby face.
Heels. That sounds like a punishment.
Give them the old double heel.
Not the double heels. No.
The double double. Oh, you know, did I ever tell you my double double story? Can I tell you that real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. We got plenty of time. This is a nonsense podcast, right?
obviously.
So remember I told you about the little bit of indie pro wrestling we did, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in a battle royal with the Iron Sheik.
Wow.
So yeah. So he goes, I'm going to give you the double double. He's like, brother, I'm going to hit you with the double double. And I'm looking at the guy with Twiggy, and I'm like, what the fuck's the double double? And he's like, the double double. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck a double double is, right? And he does the little, you know, the little hands together chop thing, you know, to the throat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like put one hand on top of the other. Do it right now, Kyle. Put one hand on top of the other, right? And then thrust it at my throat.
Okay.
The double double. That's the double double.
I get it.
That's my story. It wasn't that good, but
that was a great story tape.
Double double. All right.
I saw the Iron Sheik at Sirius XM outside of the Stern compound one time. I was walking around in the lobby and
your intern, right?
Yeah. When I was interning there a few years ago, I saw the Iron Sheik was in a wheelchair and he had a handler. And it wasn't even like I was surprised to see him, really. It was just like, oh yeah, there's the Iron Sheik. Okay, that sounds about right. Like,
is that where he peed his pants?
I have no idea. This was 2014. I have absolutely no idea what the Iron Sheik was doing there. But I did see him in the lobby. So there's my Iron Sheik story.
See, we're sharing Iron Sheik stories.
Lame, man. Iron Sheik stories at that.
I know they're pretty bad. All right, what else we got, Colin?
All right, well, that leads us into a power struggle from Osaka next Sunday, November 5th. Now, as of now, we technically have three matches officially announced, plus the Super Junior Tag Final. Now, I'm saying the Super Junior Tag Final, if you want to work from bottom to top here. I'm saying, of course, that is going to be Roppongi 3K versus Kanemaru and Desperado.
All right, and I'm saying ACH and Taguchi, and I will bet you one American dollar.
Wow, so you're going to owe me six Kennedy halves.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
I think I can do this. I can afford this.
I think you can, Mr. Tokyo.
All right, let's do it. Let's put it on the record. Let's put it on. Let's put your money where your mouth is,
Mr.
Top guy.
Uber driver. Damon the Uber driver.
I had my first ride today.
Tell us, how did that go?
All right. I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie, right? Because here's the problem with the Uber. My friend does it, and he kind of clued me on what to expect and all. And again, I'm just doing it just to get a couple extra bucks for Japan, so I don't have to, like, you know, I feel bad for the spending money for Japan, right? So I just wanted a little extra bucks, blah, 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 blah. And I had a meltdown with some of my side clients, so I was like, I'm not doing any more side clients. So I literally lost, like, $1,000 a month of income just because I won email. So I was like, all right, let me just do this for a little bit, right? So this afternoon, actually before that, I had conversations with three different people, and they were like, are you out of your fucking mind doing that? That is not a job for you. You hate people. Like anybody gets in your car and even remotely fucks it up, you're going to murder them.
Right? You almost murdered me in the car one time. The one time we were in the car together because I didn't know where the hell I was going.
Right. It's just like a powder keg waiting to happen. So, but the way I see it is if I drive during certain times, right, I'll be all right. You know, during the day, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not going to pick up any. I'm not doing this at, like, Saturday at, like, 10 o'clock at night. That's not going to fucking happen. So anyway, I was like, all right, let me just try. He's like my friend. I was texting back and forth. He's like, why don't you just go about now? You know, you're not going on at work. I was like, all right. So I go out, and I'm a little nervous. Turn on the app. Like, all right, let's do it. Like 2 minutes later, I go to a convenience store, get a drink. Boom, here we go. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So I go, and it was right near me, but maybe about four or five blocks. And then it was an older lady, and she reminded me of my algebra teacher, right? She really did. And it was smooth as silk, dude. It was like two towns over, maybe 5 minutes. Easy as cake. And I told her, I was like, you're my first one. She's like, oh, you did great. I'll give you 5 stars.
Hey, you'll never forget that first time, right?
I never will. Now, here's the thing. I'm thinking about doing it tomorrow morning, right? I'm thinking about doing it tomorrow morning because the missus is taking her mom out shopping and all that shit. So I'm like, that's fine. Maybe I can do it again. So I'm hoping maybe I get like a nice family going to the airport, right? That would be an easy one, right?
You're probably getting like Silas Young.
Right. I just don't want to get a jerk off. I don't want to get
all grumpy.
Right. Listen, you don't have to say a word. I don't give a shit. Don't say a word. That'd be great. Honestly, don't say a word. Just get in the car. Don't fuck up my car. And that'll be that. I'll drive you in. But the problem is that you don't know where you're going, Colin.
Right.
So you get the thing, you get the notification, you accept it. You don't know where you're going until the person gets in the car. So you swipe to start the thing going.
Mm-hmm.
That could say Manhattan. Right?
And you punch that into your GPS then, and off you go.
Yeah, yep. And you have to take 9 out of 10, right? You can't turn it down. So, like, I was scared to death. I was like, I don't want to fucking go to, like, you know, Pittsburgh. But no, it was like the first one was an easy one. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm gonna do it again tomorrow. But yeah, imagine getting me. My car's nice though. My car's fucking banging. Yeah, imagine getting me pulling up and be like, Damon from the PR case. That's my worst nightmare, actually, if that ever happened.
You know what? That's probably bound to happen at least once if you continue doing this.
You think so?
Yeah, I guarantee it. At least once.
Imagine I pick up Kevin Kelly.
Oh, my God. I would want a GoPro in the car for that. I'd want that on video. That'd be amazing.
It would be. All right. Alrighty. So next match.
Next match, the match that... You know, this might be the match that I have looked forward to the least all year. I'm talking in all of 2017.
Really?
Yep. I am so not excited for this match. For the NEVER Openweight title, Suzuki defending against Toru Yano in a Texas bull rope match, whatever you want to call it.
I think it's a Kobe bull rope match.
I am not excited for this. This is going to be this is smoke and mirrors personified.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be nonsense aplenty. Do you think it has any chance of being good?
No.
What is the ceiling?
As star-wise? Two.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way this match is cracking 3 stars. And you can quote me on that.
I think the ceiling's got to be 3.
It's like 2.5.
I think it'll be quick. Like, again, it depends on if they do the four corners nonsense. If they just tie each other together, that can be okay, right? If they start tapping corners, we're fucked.
You know what I wish for this match? I hope that the way they play this off is that all of Yano's usual hijinks and shenanigans, they all backfire somehow, and Suzuki just goes to town on him.
You really don't like Yano. Is he your least favorite?
You know, yeah, he might be my least favorite wrestler in New Japan Pro Wrestling, because he's the antithesis of everything that New Japan represents to me.
Here's a nice bar.
I'm sure he does, and I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he belongs in DDT.
Wow. Colin with the backhanded stab at DDT.
Hey, no, that's not a backhanded stab. People love DDT. They have their own streaming service. They're one of the, what would you say, the top three promotions in Japan right now?
Yeah, them.
Dragon Gate.
Yeah, Dragon Gate's got to be on that list, but even with that said... Yeah, probably. You're probably right. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. I just want to make sure. I don't want to get any more uppercase tweets at us.
Well, I might after the comment.
You don't
I
watch
just
the
made.
Main events of DDT. All right.
No, hey, I've seen my fair share of DDT main events.
Yeah,
you were at that one with Ibushi and what's his name? This was years ago.
Oh yeah, Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Hiroshima. And Kota. That was very good. Actually, it was very, very good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was a good match. And Damon, you know, speaking of good matches, this next match is sure to be pretty good for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. The champion, Will Ospreay, the new champion, I might add, defending against a familiar challenger, the villain, Mr. Marty Scurll. My prediction for this match, you know, these guys have had 1,000 great matches together. They'll have 1,001 after this match. And I say Ospreay retains his first successful title defense as junior heavyweight champion.
Yep. I don't think that's a stretch. I think that's right on point with the way I'm thinking as well. It will be good. It'll be very good. It'll be great, I think. I think you're right. The first time I think I ever remember watching a Will Ospreay match was against Skrull, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that was the first time you know what? I'll make a correction there. The first Will Ospreay match I ever saw was against Okada in Rev Pro, and that was from the recommendation of you, Damon.
Correct. Yep, I remember that. And I also remember that I want to say it might have been Speedball Bailey. I'm not sure. But there was a pro wrestling gorilla match that where they wrestled. I want to say it was Speedball Bailey. I could be wrong. But I remember that was one of the first times seeing Ospreay. So again, they're familiar with each other. Big spotlight, title match, his first defense against a guy that he's very familiar with, a friend, dare I say. So, it'll be good.
And a guy who's quite over with the Japanese audience in his own right, Marty Scurll.
Are you a fan? You're a fan of the Scurll, right?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Scurll.
What is the backlash with them? Like, have you seen the backlash on Scurll?
I have not.
People don't like the finger break spot.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's been talked about for a while now. I have mixed feelings about the finger break spot. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't really care. You know, it is what it is. It certainly gets over here in the States. It gets after he does it in front of a North American audience. So,
yeah, I don't mind it either. I don't know why people get so uptight over that one. Of all things, you're gonna get uptight over that. You're getting uptight about that. And it's not like he invented that spot. That spot's been done before. Adrian Street, right? That's the one I remember doing it a lot. Adrian Street back in the day, right? He had Miss Linda as his valet. He did the effeminate gimmick, right? That would, you know, it seems like, you know, you look at something like that and you think, wow, how could that ever fucking get over? And but man, I mean, he was in the South, let's be honest. And, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, I mean, you could see where the heat would be and whatever. But, yeah, but he was a legitimate tough guy. He still is probably a tough guy.
Guess how old Adrian Street is right now.
If I were to guess.
Let's try and ballpark it.
I would say in his late 60s.
Actually,
he's 106.
Actually, he's in his mid-70s. He is 76.
Wow. And I guarantee you he would tear both of us up.
Oh, absolutely. He'd eat us for breakfast.
Yeah. So he came from, you know, that, world of sports style. I hate breaking it down like that. But
he's a Welsh gentleman.
I'm sure he can handle himself. That is for sure. And I guess, you know what, having that type of gimmick at that time in that area of the United States, you probably needed to take care of yourself, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, back in an era when, you know, the business wasn't exposed, you know.
I mean, that's, I'm sure he had some fucking run-ins, no doubt about it. I wonder if he wrote a book.
That's a good question.
I would read that. That would be interesting. I wonder if there's a picture of me in his book.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
All right. Man, we are all over the place. This is one of the crazier shows we've ever done.
This may have been the wackiest PuroCast we've ever recorded. And I mean, we're talking about Adrian Street, you driving the Uber. What else have we talked about here? B-Boys, Nike,
B-boys.
Reese's.
Yeah, we are.
Good Woo. Lord. Well, just to kind of get us back on track here for the final stretch of the show, and to wrap up the convo about this junior heavyweight title match, Damon, do you think that Takahashi finally makes the successful challenge and doesn't get punched in the mouth?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I do too.
Your hope. Well, here's the good news, is that whatever happens, you know, with Yano and Suzuki, I think that's a very safe statement that this is the blow off.
Yeah.
This is where it ends.
Thank God.
Right. Scale of 1 to 10. I know what you want, but what do you feel? Do you honestly think that we got a shot at Kushida Suzuki never title?
I really do. That's what I feel. That is
what
I feel.
That's what you want, or is that what you feel?
No, that's what I feel, simply because I can't think of any other challenger for Suzuki at the Dome. I really can't. And I think that it was, I don't think I dreamed this up. I remember reading something that Kushida said recently about opponents that he wants to face in the future, and Suzuki was in that mix.
Okay. All right. Listen, I don't. There's been zero build. There's been zero nothing.
Hey.
I mean, this is going to be a. I mean, do you think this is going to be a walkout, point the finger challenge kind of thing?
Yeah, I do. And there's been zero build for Tanahashi Omega as well.
Yeah. All right. Look.
When you think about it.
I mean, they can always go back to the videotape. This is a company that really does a good job of being like, oh, remember that one little spot where there was a little Easter egg and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Omega did call him like an old bastard or something earlier in the year. So they could go back to that.
Right.
But, I mean, for the most part, there hasn't been any major seeds planted. And I don't think that there necessarily needs to be. Kushida could come out, you know, point the finger and away we go to the Tokyo Dome.
All right, I hope so.
Make the NEVER title great again. That's my message.
Nice.
I'm going to get red hats made up.
Speaking of red hats, how's our t-shirt situation?
I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay. It's coming, kids. Christmas is around the corner. You did promise something before Christmas, right?
I don't think I promised anything.
Oh, Colin.
You go back and find the word promise.
If I find something... I don't know what, but listen,
you
were
can keep your dollars if you find the word promise.
All right. I think you insinuated a promise.
I'm a busy man, Damon. I've got a lot going on. Yeah,
I know. You got a big trip coming up. You're all excited. The ladies of Vegas are waiting for you in costumes.
they're just lining up. I can't wait for them to get a load of me in my official Halloween 2 t-shirt licensed by Universal.
Wow, is that the costume? Are you doing the costume?
Nah, I don't do that nonsense.
Wow, look at you. You're going just as Colin Miller, PuroCast host.
Yeah, I'm Colin Miller, host of the New Japan PuroCast, an award-winning Japanese pro wrestling podcast where we talk about B-boys and...
picking up Kevin Kelly in an Uber.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. All right. Let's talk about the main event here. IWGP.
I guarantee you Don Callis is not doing an Uber.
No.
All right.
No
what
way.
Else?
IWGP Intercontinental title, the main event.
Mm.
Hiroshi Tanahashi defending against the Golden Star, Kota Ibushi.
I think everybody's hyped, right? I am.
Not only is everybody hyped, but I legitimately don't know what to expect out of this. And I'm not talking about the match itself. I'm talking about the outcome. I have no idea.
Come on. We just spent 20 minutes talking about a fucking poster.
Right.
Have an idea.
Oh, okay, right. But I guess a better way of saying that would be, okay, so let's assume Tanahashi retains, right?
Okay.
Omega comes out, lays out the challenge. Now, I have a lot of questions.
Let's see if we can answer them.
I have two big questions. Number one,
where do babies come from?
Number one, Kenny Omega is the IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion.
The what?
Yeah, you're right. Remember that title? I think you saw him win it against Ishii.
I did, yes.
Yeah, you were there. So he's the U.S. champion. Tanahashi is the IC champion. So does that mean we see a title versus title match in the main event? And then that poses yet another question. Are both titles on the line? Are neither titles on the line? Is it a title unification match? Like, well, what's it going to be, Alfie?
Can't imagine it being a unification match. I just can't. Why would they go through the whole fucking rigmarole of even make it a belt?
Because they have too many damn titles and they want to get rid of one.
Listen, I agree with that. The idea of
I would do.
But you just wasted the entire summer. The summer just became nonsense. This idea of having this title in the California territory, what was all this about? Well, I don't know. They're not going to. I can't. Why? Why would you do that? The Intercontinental belt is too prestigious in my eyes. Okay. Like, if you're going to.
And I agree. You know, I agree.
You know, I think you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. So no, I can't see that happening. I think it will be an intercontinental title match, and
the U.S. and title won't be defended. It's going to be a lot of Americans at the Tokyo Dome, Damon.
There will be.
That's their champion, Kenny Omega. He represents the entire United States, including Guam and our friends in Puerto Rico.
He's not my champion, Colin.
Right.
Well, he certainly is. I don't know, Colin. I don't know.
See, there's a lot of questions here. That's what I'm saying. And, okay, here's the other question. So let's assume it is Tanahashi versus Omega in the semi-main event at the Tokyo Dome. Where does that leave poor Kota Ibushi on the card? I mean, don't tell me.
He's got a mask in his bag, I'm sure.
No. This would be a great match, but it would screw with my Kushida plans. Would he challenge Suzuki for the NEVER title?
Ooh.
Mm. I mean, that is a great match. We saw it at the 2013 G1 Climax, if I'm not mistaken, and both men slapped the living shit out of each other.
I'm not going to lie, Colin. I'd be down for either option.
Yeah, but I kind of want to go with the Kushida option. I feel like making the junior heavyweight title match a three-way almost diminishes the prestigiousness of it a bit.
Nah, they've done it before at the Dome.
Yeah, they did with, Devitt and...
Devitt, Loki, and and Ibushi.
Right. Hmm.
No.
Now, let's say Ibushi wins. Is that out of the question completely?
No, it's not completely out of the question. We've speculated that seeds have been planted, the whole jibber jabber that we've been talking about for 2 years.
Jibber jabber McDonald.
My brother's Jabber McDonald.
That's right.
Facebook, in case you know. Hey, I'm going to be honest. You want to hear an honest take?
Let's hear an honest take from Damon.
I going to the show, and this is me, mind you.
This is you.
You know my preferences, and you know my tastes.
I know too many of your preferences and tastes, quite frankly.
Brunette. Look, I'm going to say something. Don't get upset. I'm more excited if me sitting in the Tokyo Dome with a beer in hand.
Oh, so this is about you again.
Hear me out.
Okay, sorry.
I'm more excited for the idea of an Ibushi Omega match than I am for an Omega Tanahashi match.
Really?
Yeah.
Tanahashi's one of your guys, though. One of your main guys, I might add.
I think Omega and Tanahashi will be a fantastic match, a fucking great match. I think Omega and Ibushi would be a more spectacular match.
Agreed. Agreed.
And I'm kind of tasting my taste. I'm going to Tokyo Dome. I'd rather have...
Don't forget to refresh your palate between bites. I think you use ginger for that.
Yeah, with the sushi. Yeah. I would like Omega. I would like another. I would like a serving of Omega Ibushi at the dome. I kind of want that a little bit more than I would want Omega Tanahashi.
As do I. However, we talked about this last week. Omega's not going to stroll down the aisle in Osaka and challenge a loser.
Loser, right.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Look.
What's he going to come down and say? Ibushi, you piece of shit. You just lost to Tanahashi. I'm challenging you at the Tokyo Dome. Is that what he's going to say?
That really wouldn't. I mean, that's not a great way to sell tickets.
No, right? It's not.
But to me, I mean, listen, I know they got the house already pre-built, but. But yeah, I thought I'd share that with you. I think the spectacularness of a Ibushi Omega for my palate right now is kind of what I'm craving more than Omega Tanahashi. I want to make sure I'm crystal fucking clear. I don't want any capitalized tweets.
Boy, that really got under your skin when I told you that.
It. Nah, it's fine.
No, it didn't.
Nah, I'm an easygoing guy then.
That's yep. Let's go with that.
Yeah, just go with that. That's what the psychiatrist says.
Those bills must be.
Oh, it's excruciating. Listen, between me and you, that Uber's paying for more than a fucking Tokyo trip. I whispered like nobody else would hear it.
Right, like we're not like this isn't heard all over
like
the world.
Thousands of people.
I just had somebody from Poland contact us the other day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, wow. Oh, that's amazing. All right. Whatever. My point being, Colin, is again for my tastes right now, I'm craving a little bit more Ibushi. Craving a little bit more Ibushi, and again, that's not to say that. And again, trying to be crystal clear, I'm hyped. It'll be great, great Omega Tanahashi, but you know it's on a different plane of great, right? It's on a different part of the menu,
right? I think the Tanahashi choice is more in the greatness category of like a Naito versus Tanahashi, whereas the Ibushi category is more in line with like the Okada Omega,
yeah,
camp.
Yeah, you're thinking what I'm thinking. It's just a little bit more spectacular, a little bit more.
So it's a spectacle. Ibushi Omega is the spectacle, and Tanahashi Omega is the a good steak dinner with you know a big baked potato and a side of steamed broccoli like that. That's nothing.
That's your go-to meal. That's like your death wish meal.
Listen. I'm a meat and potatoes and vegetables guy.
All American, baby.
That's right. Born and bred.
There you go. You're proud to be an American.
Right.
Who sings that?
I have no idea.
Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood.
I guarantee you, Google it. I'll bet you one American dollar. It's Lee Greenwood.
I don't even want to bet, really.
But, come on.
Yeah. Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I love how the first article that pops up, Trump sends birthday wishes to wrong Lee Greenwood. What the? Okay.
Yeah, this guy in Michigan's like, dear, you're not going to believe this. Fucking president wrote me a birthday.
All right. I got to click off this.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Okay, so there's my tastes. We talked about steak. We talked about potatoes.
We have no prediction here, though.
I think Tanahashi wins. I think the unfortunately I'm going with the poster.
Okay,
I'm taking the poster all route. Right. That doesn't necessarily mean anything because you know Ibushi blah 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 blah. I'm going poster route.
You know, it's funny too because the poster for Power Struggle, it has Tanahashi, Okada, Naito, and Omega.
Right.
Those are the four guys on the posters, so I mean that could be quite telling as well. But it just makes me wonder where we're putting Kota Ibushi then, because I don't think he's reviving the Tiger Mask gimmick. I don't see that happening. The only
Battle
other
Royale with cheese.
Oh no, yeah. Not a I. The only other place.
Listen, Colin, the sad part about it is that unless there's going to be people that you really enjoy that are going to be stuck in this battle royal. Because if not, we can't have 700 singles matches. This show is going to be 20 hours long.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that the IC title and the US title, I mean, they have to go head to head. Because otherwise, there's two matches.
Yeah.
We'd have 10 or 11 title matches on this show.
Again, I don't know where Big Mike's been. But
Battle Royale with cheese.
If he's in the Battle Royale with cheese again.
With cheeseburger.
Yeah, you know cheeseburger's making the trip. You know he's making the trip. I wonder who the special, the old-timey guys. You know, last year was Scott Norton.
Right. Well, I'm sure. Wonder,
give me a name. Reach out. Give me a name.
Who Haku.
Yeah, we know that.
I mean, he's a given, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Masahiro Chono.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Masahiro Chono will be in the Battle Royal. Steve Corino. No.
No, he's in Orlando, I think.
Yeah,
he's in Disney World.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Super Delphan.
Wow. I think he's dead. No.
Is he?
Wait a minute. No, he's not.
I hope not.
No, I'm thinking of. Know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Grand Nanwina, the crab.
Okay.
No, you don't.
I'm not sure about him, but no. Super Delphin is alive and kicking. He's 50 years old, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good for him. That'd be great to see him.
It would. He had the best mask.
Yeah. You know who liked him a lot?
Who's that?
Liger's wife.
Really?
That's not a joke either. that's not the punchline to a bad joke. Yeah, because he talked about it, like how she was a big fan of Super Delphin. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I swear to God.
I believe you. I'm just speechless because I don't know what to say.
Well, see, you learn something new every day, Colin. I'm trying to look up brand new one. All right. Very good. All right, continue on, Colin.
Well, Damon, that is the main event for Power Struggle. Tanahashi, Ibushi. We as of right now, we don't have the rest of the card available to us. So those are the main matches, and there you go. I think we covered everything. We covered the two Road 2 shows from Korakuen on the 29th and the 30th. And, of course, Power Struggle next Sunday, November 5th, live in Osaka. And, of course, that will feature English commentary once again by our good buddy Kevin Kelly and Mr. Don Callis. And let's hope that Don Callis cleans up his act a little bit on this show.
Potty mouth, yes. Don't worry, I'll drive Kevin Kelly to the airport, I'm sure.
In your Uber?
My Uber. Remember, these things like these driving me crazy, but Grand Ninwa, Nanwa, N-A-N-I-W-A, he was the crab guy. Like, he had a mask, he looked like a crab.
Okay, all right.
He did pass away, Colin.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, in 2010, is apparently, according to Wikipedia, at the age of 33, of a heart attack. I remember him. He was in Super J Cup.
The original one from 94?
No, I think it was the second one.
Okay, 95. The one with Jericho was in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Jericho, what do you make of this whole Omega Twitter feud that's going on?
You know. So, again, one of our great friends in Japan, the great Fumiaki Mizutani, he seems to believe, and your head's going to explode on this one.
Go ahead.
He seems to believe that Switchblade is Chris Jericho.
You know, that, huh. First of all, that thought never would have crossed my mind. However, Jericho is a guy who, you know, loves to do these mysterious vignettes. I mean, we've seen it time and time again in the E with the Save Us Y2J and the End of the World and so on and so forth. So he is a guy who loves shit like that. Now, he has said in the past that, like, he would never wrestle in any other promotion than WWE. Mm-hmm. However, currently, he's not under contract with them, and he's got this whole cruise going on next year, and he's working closely with Ring of Honor for that. So I'm not going to say that that's so outlandish and out of the realm of possibility.
I would be shocked. I would absolutely be shocked.
I would be shocked too. But I mean, it's interesting that Fumi seems to think that that's the case, because it kind of fits the Jericho puzzle, if you will.
I'm going to be truthful. I think it's a 1% chance. Watch it happen.
Could you imagine like what it would take to keep that under wraps, though? I mean, if anyone could do it, it's Jericho, I guess. But
I hope it's not.
You hope it's not?
No.
And why is that?
He's not really my cup of tea, man.
No.
Not. I mean, he was. He could have been. Not now. Not now.
Okay. I think you're saying.
I think that ship has sailed long ago. Now, again, if he wanted to show up in a battle royal, I think that would be fantastic. I'm not feeling him in a semi mid card role as Switchblade. I'm not feeling that at all, man.
Could you imagine the shockwave though that would send throughout the pro wrestling community?
Yeah, it would.
I mean, people's minds would be blown.
I'm going to say Music Damon's coming a little bit, right? Okay. So just brace yourself, kids.
I hate Music Damon, but go ahead.
Listen, there's a lot of people that do.
Including yourself.
Yep. I'm a big fan of Uber Damon.
Yeah, oh, I love Uber Damon. He's the man. He's fun-loving.
Beep, beep. Hey, everybody, it's Uber Damon. Beep, beep.
Hosting the New Japan Purocast.
Yeah. Hey, well, imagine me putting on the Purocast while on a ride. This person just wants to get to the airport, and I'm like, hey, put on a little New Japan Purocast.
It's my show.
Yeah. Sound familiar? It's me. It's me right there.
I don't know why you sound like a radio DJ.
Well, you know, listen.
Coming at you.
Coming at you. Got to pay these tolls while we cross the bridge. Speaking of bridge, here's Under the Bridge by
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I couldn't think of it. I'm not feeling the Jericho, man. If he's in the Battle Royal, I'm down.
I gotta be honest.
And here's the thing: that shockwave that you talked about.
Yeah.
To Music Damon. Music Damon is here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a shockwave I want. That's not the audience I want.
But you did just get done saying a few weeks ago that this is no longer a Japanese promotion.
Fuck you, Colin. This is Music Damon, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have that on record. I could play it back for you. I almost wish.
I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable okay. with Chris Jericho and those shockwaves right now.
It would be a return to his roots. That's for sure.
Would be. Not feeling it, man. Not feeling it. I don't want that.
I almost wish that you didn't tell me about this theory, because there's no way I'm going to be able to get out of my head now. And when it's not him, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Jay White. Jay White's exciting. I can get into Jay White.
Yeah.
Give Jay White the opportunity. Come on, Colin.
Yeah, he's no Chris Jericho, though. He's not the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
It's not 1997.
He's not one bad Mama Jamma.
Okay, I'm not even going to dignify that with a comment. All right.
Wait, one more thing about this before we wrap up is right. Now is Fumi, like, this is a serious theory he has, right?
Yes.
Wow. I never would have even crossed my mind.
Listen, you got to hang around in the right circles.
Apparently.
You know? I'll believe it when I see it, but I don't think it's happening.
It's all happening. Right. Next Sunday, Power Struggle. I'm checking all the airlines. I'm calling them all up. Do you have a Mr. Irvine booked on your flight by any chance to Osaka? Mr. Christopher Irvine.
Christopher, yes. Is he wearing a Ranger sweater? Yeah, no, I don't think. I think we have a zero shot.
I'm Jay, still in the Sammy Callahan camp.
No, he's not. He's booked elsewhere.
All right.
Yeah, that's not happening. Not happening, apparently. So, all right. Are we done, Colin?
Damon, I think we're gonna put a nice little bow on this week's episode of the Purocast. What do you say?
My God, thank God there's a bow, something to tie us down. We were everywhere, and then some. But I hope it was enjoyable. So we were fast-paced, and hopefully we put a smile on your face as you listen. Thank you very much. Again, Colin, please, if you could, it's an important thing at this point for Yoshihiro Takeyama, for his health. Again, we want to help and we want to contribute. So please, if you would, dig deep into your hearts and into your wallets.
You sound like a televangelist.
Do I sound like Jerry Lewis or something? But in all seriousness, we want to do something special. We want to do something nice. And I think of no better way than for us to get involved and for you to get involved. You want to help us? Let's help him. Anything that you can spare, please. One, again, we'll post links. It's was it Beerman 37, did I say?
I think so.
All right, at the beginning of the show, at AOL.com. That's the PayPal address we want to send to Eric. If you want more information, please feel free to hit us up or go to the classic Facebook group, classic Japanese group run by Eric. You can go to the Voices of Wrestling website. They'll have information up there shortly. I'm sure they're going to mention it many times on their flagship podcast. You're going to hear a lot about it. Please, I'm begging you, $1, $2. Let's see what we can do to really make our mark as pro wrestling fans and show them what we're made of. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Damon. We will definitely get that out, the APB on the social media, the Twitter, the Facebook. One more thing from me to wrap up today's show. Of course, we've been talking about this PuroCast end of year awards for a while now. This will be the third annual PuroCast awards coming mid-November, I'd say. And Damon, I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of people reaching out to us on social media, offering their services, offering to help. I mean, I think that was the tweet from Poland that we got. One gentleman from Poland trying to help us come up with a system that works for us. However, our buddy Sean, who I think has been helping us with this for the past 2 years, he's the one who created that Excel file.
Yes.
He sent us this Google Doc that I think is going to be probably the easiest solution for us.
Really?
Took a look at it today, and I'll certainly have you take a look at it and see if you agree on that. But I think that we have got a handle on this year. But
oh, in all serious, is that Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
Oh, well, God bless him, because that's going to help tremendously if it does work out. Weighted system, weighted voting.
Yes.
Yes.
You'll see the method.
All right, yeah, send me a link or wherever I got to go. I'll take a look at it, but yes.
Yeah, but that's,
awesome job. Thank you. Hey, thanks, everyone. I mean, seriously, everybody can take the time to even make any suggestion.
Yeah,
because awesome.
We had a bunch of folks reach out to us and say, hey, what if you did this? What if you did that? I'll count out the votes. So, I mean, you know, the offerings from all of our listeners, it's really quite humbling. And, of course, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in every week and listening to our inane ramblings as we weave in and out of this crazy world of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Can the guy from Poland get us pierogies?
Authentic pierogi and some halushki.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, see if we can make that happen. All right, sorry, Colin, but wrap it up, please. Thank you.
Remember, NewJapanPurocast.com, your one-stop shop for all things Purocast. Shows uploaded on there. You can listen to it directly. Of course, iTunes, Stitcher, all the links to that are on there. Facebook, Twitter, social media. You can find it all at NewJapanPurocast.com. And, of course, the great VoicesOfWrestling.com. We're usually up there every Monday afternoon, although this show is going to come a little early, a day early at least. And that about wraps it up, folks. So we're going to be back here next Sunday to give our review of Power Struggle live from Osaka. Damon, any final words?
Final words. Colin, have a wonderful time in Las Vegas. Be safe. You're going to have a blast. I know you're looking forward to it. He even moved his flight, kids, because we have a major storm coming our way Sunday.
Yeah,
so
nor'easter.
Yeah, so he was on it. He was like, I'm not having another fucking nightmare going to Las Vegas like we had the last time.
Damon, I had pictures of it in my mind when I found out that there was a storm. Like, I it almost brought me to tears. I was like, oh, God, no. No, not again.
Nightmare. What a nightmare. So, again, everyone wish Colin some fun. He's going to have a good time, let off some steam. Hopefully he finds a young lady.
You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Listen, it's Vegas and Halloween. Woo, you're gonna have a fucking blast. So have a good time. I'll hold down the fort here, and yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Alrighty, so on that note, for Damon McDonald, my name is Colin Miller. We'll catch you guys right here next week to talk all about power struggle in Osaka. Catch you then.